Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. For the first time, the House Select Committee investigating last year's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has subpoenaed five House Republicans to testify. The panel had previously asked, but now it's requesting the cooperation of House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, as well as Representatives Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, Mo Brooks, and Andy Biggs. The committee says it has reason to believe the lawmakers have relevant knowledge of the events on or leading up to the January 6th attack carried out by extremist supporters of former President Donald Trump. President Biden is marking 1 million lives lost in the United States to COVID-19. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the White House has ordered flags lowered to half-staff for 5 days.
To heal, we must remember. It's a line President Biden delivered at the very start of his presidency as he held a memorial service on the National Mall for those who had died from COVID. Now, in a statement marking 1 million U.S. deaths from the disease, he says it again, adding, quote, "As a nation, we must not grow numb to such sorrow." Although vaccines and life-saving treatments are now widely available, several hundred Americans are still dying from COVID every day. Cases hit a low earlier this year, but are once again rising. The White House has been pushing for months to get Congress to pass additional funding for next-generation treatments and variant-specific vaccine boosters, but the legislation remains stuck. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The White House is hosting a historic visit of leaders with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Here's NPR's Asma Khalid.
This is the first time since ASEAN's creation some 45 years ago that the Asian leaders are gathering together in Washington, D.C. They'll be meeting with a bipartisan group of lawmakers on Capitol Hill and also a group of American business leaders and CEOs. One clear goal of this summit is to strengthen economic cooperation, specifically in the face of a more aggressive China. In the evening, President Biden will host the leaders of the ASEAN countries at the White House for a dinner. During their visit, they'll also meet with the Vice President, the Secretary of State, the Commerce Secretary, and the U.S. Trade Representative to discuss issues of maritime cooperation, technology, the pandemic recovery, and climate action. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Finland appears on track to abandoning its traditionally neutral position in Europe to join NATO. The country's leaders said today they would support formally applying for membership in the Western Military Alliance without delay as the country reconsiders its own security in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland shares a more than 800-mile border with Russia. Moscow, determined to keep NATO from expanding, is threatening to retaliate if Finland joins the alliance. A historic shift Sweden also appears ready to pursue. From Washington, this is NPR News. In its war against Russia, Ukraine is seeking more protection. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says his government is still trying to get its bid for EU membership fast-tracked.
This decision is about anchoring Ukraine in the European integration project. It does not imply immediate membership. This is obvious. But this is the decision that will legally fix Ukraine in the European integration process.
Foreign Minister Kuleba saying officials hope Ukraine will be at least considered a candidate for EU membership by the end of June. Ashley Judd has revealed a number of details about the death of her mother, country star Naomi Judd. In an interview with Good Morning America, Ashley Judd described her mother's long battle with mental illness and encouraged others who share the same struggles to reach out and talk to someone. NPR's Andrew Limbong has more.
In the interview with Good Morning America, Ashley Judd stated that Naomi Judd killed herself, saying that the family wanted to get ahead of any news and that she didn't want her mother's death to be part of the, quote, gossip economy.
So that's the piece of information that we are very uncomfortable sharing, but understand that we're in a position that, if we don't say it, someone else is going to.
Naomi Judd died last month, just before she was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. In the interview, Ashley Judd also shared that she was the one who discovered her mother when she died. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
This is NPR.